And it's time for Morning Conversation. I welcome back Samantha Dugan and Tom Thompson. Winnebago County Fair is our topic. Guys, good morning.
Morning.
And we want to start by talking about the monster trucks.
Yeah, that's going to be a good night. Tough trucks with a couple monster trucks. I talked to one of the monster truck guys, or one of the guys coming with the monster trucks, and we are going to do a meet and greet kind of pit party deal earlier that evening before the event starts. So anybody young and old can go out and meet the guys that are going to be driving the tough trucks or the monster trucks. And we're also going to be doing pork chop on a stick that night. We did that last year. It went over really well, and that's a fundraiser between us and the Thompson Park and Pool Committee. So, yeah. So, and that, and we're not going to charge any extra for that pit party and meet and greet. So, just come and pay at the gate, and then you're in, and you can hang out with those guys, and yeah, be cool.
So that's Saturday, July 16th, and because of that, we're going to open the gates a little bit earlier and 5:30 instead of 6:30, and we'll have the beer garden open then as well.
Okay, all right. And then the first day of the fair, there's Summer Bash.
Yeah, I'll let Sam talk about that. It's going to be a pretty good addition,
another free thing. Summer Bash actually is Saturday as well.
Okay.
And so that's a barrel race coming in. It's a... Nina Eden, if you're familiar with her, she's local, is putting together this barrel race. It's a legit thing. People are entering to win money, so a real competition. They'll be taking up the arena there. Horse arena. They start warm-ups in the morning, so you can even come and watch them do warm-ups, and then they have some different classes, and I think the official start time for the competition is around 11. Mm-hmm. So that should go a few hours and should be a good time.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe if you look on our Facebook page, you can see the shared event there, but they're looking for folks to enter as well.
Yep, I was just posted this morning. That's why I wanted to make sure we highlighted that. What else do we want to talk about today?
Yeah, that Saturday is just a loaded day. That's a piece of free entertainment, that Summer Bash barrel racing deal. And then the Flying Pages, we actually have them all 4 days. So they'll do two or three shows a day, so a total of 10 shows all week. And they also do face painting. So if kids want to go get their face painted, they can go ahead down where they're camped out, and that's always a fun thing for kids too. So
yeah, Saturday really is a loaded day, and I know 4-H has some special things going on in their building too, with some project stations. The Ag Learning Center has activities, and they're doing a goat milking demo that day on Saturday, and then the mini tractor pull is Saturday, so we'll have inflatables. We're really excited about the inflatables we booked. We'll have some Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Giant obstacle course, and then a pretty cool UFO bouncy house that's a combo slide. So that'll be fun.
Yeah.
We're excited to see those when they get up.
And you're still looking for people to run those, right?
Yeah, volunteers would be great to help run those and just supervise, make sure we keep the kids safe and that type of thing.
Yeah, and knockerball too. We'll set up. Try to get knockerball set up, and again, we need as many volunteers as we can get. It takes a lot of people to run a fair. Well, I mean, we'll find something for somebody to do if they want to help. So,
yeah, it doesn't have to be just the inflatables and knockerball. We have all kinds of areas we need help with across the fair.
Yeah.
Okay. Very good. Anything else we want to tell our listeners about? If people want to get tickets to the grandstand events, that's coming soon, right?
Yeah, actually, we have the online ticket purchases available now.
Okay.
So they can go to our Facebook page and click on the events, and it'll go right to the ticketing page, or go to our website, which is winnebagocoiowafair.com, and there's a grandstand ticket page there. We'll eventually have some tickets in business locations, and then, of course, can contact a fair board member as well if you need help getting a ticket.
Or get them at the proverbial door.
Yes.
Or at the door, yep. We'll have a credit card reader there at the door, take cash, so whatever we can get to make it easier for you to get tickets.
convenience is king.
Yes.
All right, July 14th through the 17th, Winnebago County Fair in Thompson. Guys, thank you.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thanks.
And on behalf of Samantha Dugan and Tom Thompson, I'm Mark Scar. It's KW Morning Conversation.